Hey, how's it going?
Hi, I'm fine. Working, studying. And how about you?
I'm good, thanks. My husband and I drove to Ukraine a couple of weeks ago. We haven't seen our families for over a year already, so now we're just spending time with relatives and eating everything we missed from Ukrainian cuisine. What's new with you?
Oh, enjoy your vacation in Ukraine.
Thanks.
I'm planning my trip to Ukraine too. So I think it's a hot destination for this summer.
For sure.
Also, I went to the Netherlands a week ago, I think. Yeah, and it was an awesome weekend. Now I'm enjoying my time in Prague. Also going out with friends and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds really great. It looks like you're going to have a fun summer. All
I
right.
hope.
Yeah, cool. All right, then let's get started. This is SFTP podcast where we talk about all things women in technology. My name is Anna Kurilo and I'm an engineering manager.
And I'm Lena Kirichok. I'm a backend developer and tech student.
Our topic today is around CVs or resumes, as they're also called. So we talk about the things that are relevant to our lives on this podcast. And since both of us have just built new CVs recently, we thought it would be a good topic to discuss.
We'll share what we know about CVs so far and talk about some mistakes we made in the past, which we will hopefully avoid. Let's get started. So let's talk about the format of a CV. Is LinkedIn enough these days, or do people still need a PDF format?
I think LinkedIn is mostly enough. Recruiters find you through LinkedIn, so they already kind of view your profile as the main source of truth. If you're asked to send a CV, you can just probably export your LinkedIn profile as a PDF, and it's pretty nicely structured and would work in most cases. What do you think?
I think it depends on the company and where it found you. For example, if the recruiter brought to you on a LinkedIn and did not ask you about your CV, it means that this person has enough information about your experience. And if you have some doubts about your LinkedIn profile, then ask if you could send your CV. And also you can test on LinkedIn how your profile looks when you download it as the CV.
Yeah, agreed. So also, like, one additional benefit of using LinkedIn is that you can see who looks at your profile. So you see if the interviewers you'll talk with have read about you beforehand. The only problem I see with LinkedIn is that if you want to include your GitHub and other profiles there, it doesn't look nice currently. It's mainly this huge button with your profile photo, or like GitHub profile photo as a preview, and it looks really weird.
Oh, I never thought about the GitHub link. It's a nice point.
Yeah, thanks.
Also, so we decided that LinkedIn is a good option to use. So next thing is, what are your thoughts about an experience to include? For example, everything you've done so far, or just the most recent relevant jobs?
I think it highly depends on your level. So if you're a junior, for example, then it's best to include everything relevant. Even your past experience in a different field might have brought you some skills that would be useful for a job, for example. Also, you have to make sure to list your experience as achievements instead of just "I was doing XYZ." I think people like for such things is the STAR framework, and I think we're going to link it in the description, right?
Yeah. Another option, for example, would be to give a look on your experience to another person. It could be someone who is already in the field, a headhunter. The idea is that this person could look from another point of view on it and find some of your experience relevant. You can also find a career advisor and ask about career consultation. We can't recommend any website, but if you would like to sponsor us, we can mention your website in the future episodes. Wink, wink.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Yeah, I think a recruiter or a career advisor would be of huge help. I've been looking at CVs a lot lately, and I think that if you really look into it, you can always find something to improve. Did you remember any situations where you saw a resume and you thought, oh, this is really bad, or wow, what a weird CV?
Yeah, I definitely had. When I was looking for a tester for my team a few years ago, once I was reading a 3-page CV of a junior tester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The important information was only on the first page. It was about tech courses and education. And on other pages were information about hobbies, driving license, description of every project this person tested. I think it's not like forbidden to do like this, but information in CV needs to be well structured and for one, max like 2 pages. Do you have more examples?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I didn't see like really bad resumes per se. Sometimes they just didn't reflect the experience too well, but nothing that couldn't be fixed, to be honest. I once saw a pros resume, like pros in the quotes, I would say, where all the experience and knowledge the person had were described in paragraphs. Like you had to actually read it to comprehend what the resume was saying. It for sure made the candidate stand out, but it was very hard to read through if I needed a quick look, for example, right before the interview. The formatting also wasn't the best in that case, so the person used font size 8 or less. I'm not even sure, it was like really small. And basically they did that to include everything on one page. There was also some weird spacing, and the candidate also ironically forgot to put their name on the resume. So if I printed it, I wouldn't have known who it belongs to.
Oh, I think it sounds interesting, and I have never heard about this type of CV. And if you have a CV like this, I think you don't need a screen with HR, maybe.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, and I really liked how the experience was described there. So it was less of a STAR framework and more of this is what I learned on this project, which kind of also is a STAR framework in a way, but also very interesting to read through.
And I want to know maybe how was an education described in this pros CV?
There wasn't much about it, to be honest, but it didn't make things worse, in my opinion. By the way, I always wonder what others think about adding non-tech degrees into your tech CV. I'm always torn about this topic because sometimes some jobs might require a degree to even apply. So do you just add whatever degree you have to show that you spent some time at the university, or do you skip it?
So I'm a tech student, and a few years ago, when I did not have job experience, I put my education in the first place in my CV. But after getting my first job, I have started to write about my education after my job experience. And also, if, for example, if you are looking for an intern position and you have no relevant work experience, then education info should be written in the first place. So I think you need to show your relevant education in your CV.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this makes sense. Also, apart from degrees, I think it's cool to include any additional training you might have, like boot camps or courses you took. And if you have some industry certification, CV is the best place to put them, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So, I see we have discussed most common issues with writing CV.
Yeah, agreed. So let's cover the main three takeaways from this episode.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So number one, LinkedIn can be a good replacement for your CV if you keep it up to date. Number two, make sure to get an extra pair of eyes on your CV or LinkedIn to get additional feedback. And number three, structure your CV or LinkedIn well so it would be easy to find everything in it.
Thank you, Anna. And also, I want to thank you, our listeners, for listening to our podcast. Follow our Telegram channel and join discussion in the channel's chat. Also, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter. All links are in the episode description.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.